This morning, I'm going to talk about roadblocks and hindrances to your success. Roadblocks and hindrances. To your success in life. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13, we all know that. And it says in the King James, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But yet we have some hindrance, roadblocks. And they do their best to suggest to us, influence us, that we can't make it in life. So we're going to look at life since Jesus said, I can do what? All things. How many things? In Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. Hallelujah. The Passion reads, reading the 12th verse, I know what it means to lack. This is Paul talking. You see, sometimes lack make us act funny. Lack is a hindrance. It could be a roadblock. But Paul said, I know what it means to lack. And I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance. I found out an overwhelming abundance knocks out lack. They can knock it out so until it looked like it never been there. Anybody here? Sometimes we fret and we are upset and overwhelmed because of what we don't know, and that can be a hindrance. Amen. For I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things. For I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger. What is this? What am I trained? Never grumble. Never complain. Those things don't work. It's a hindrance. If I'm hungry, I have his word that tells me he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I have his word that says to me, I'm the bread of life. Any man eat from me shall live forever. Is that right? So, whether I'm full or whether I'm hungry, I don't panic. Why? Because of who and what is on the inside. Hallelujah. And I find that the strength of Christ exploding explosive power. See, when you find this, you are not upset about lack. You're not upset about hunger and things like that. I'm gonna read it again. And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. What happened? It infuses me. Telling me I can't is like waving a red flag in front of a bull. Hallelujah. These oppositions come to try to give us a different set of thinking that's different from the Word of God. Are y'all hearing me today? So if I think wrong, I put wrong stuff in my heart. And wrong stuff in my heart will produce wrong stuff coming out. Jesus said, that which goes into the stomach don't defile a man, but that which cometh out of the heart. So how do I succeed? I put the right stuff. What is the right stuff? The Word of God. I put it in my heart. And so we're going to talk about some of this. Proverbs 23:7, King James, says, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." He may say to you, let me finish the verse, "Eat and drink, says he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." He'll say things to you, and it sounds good to your ears, but he got something else in his heart. So, as a man thinketh in his heart, not thoughts come to your mind, you cast them down. But as you think in your heart, if you think failure, if you think lack, if you think poverty, if you think confusion, that's what's going to come out of you. If you think jealousy, if you think envy, this is what's going to come out of you. If you think fear, you meditate on it, this is what's going to come out of you. All would need to happen. Just a little pressure applied to the situation. And here it comes. But if you got faith in your heart, and you say, what is faith? Faith is how God operates. Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. And then Hebrews 11:6 said, but without it, it is impossible to please God. Then Romans tells us, Romans 12:3, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Why? Because that's the only way you can please God. Only way you can get what God got. Only way you can live like God said live. Amen. So if your heart is filled with God's word, guess what you got in your heart? You got faith, feel, words. Hallelujah. That will bring to pass in your life everything God said.